Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation today, and I want to say good morning. I will speak from my heart this day. I will speak from the depth of my being as I seek to bring about motivation in our different situations and circumstances regarding the various factors and aspects of life that confront and challenge us. I am looking at whether or not there is light which we can see through darkness. I am pursuing to answer the question whether or not there is hope in your given situation and circumstance. Truth of the matter is that you and I, as human beings, we are instruments in this life. Instruments of life, instruments of destiny. Instruments which are designed to influence the occurrences and the happenings on this earth and in our environments, and thereby impact the community of humankind positively. But if this is going to happen, it is going to take a mind, a heart, and a purposefulness which is ingrained into our being and thus manifest through our thoughts, through our speech, through our actions, as a result of hope, even in the midst of calamity and in the midst of pain, in the midst of confrontations that project a sense and a state of hopelessness. But as I say, it is a state and a sense of hopelessness. It is not hopelessness itself, but rather it is a sense and a state of hopelessness, which therefore means that that state is subject to change. It is subject to transformation. Different states of matter, for instance, will change in conformity to the factors that affect them, to the factors that are presented to those different states, and thus a transformation changes, a transformation takes place. For water to remain liquid, it has to be in the appropriate temperature, but where a variable level of temperature confronts it, it will either freeze or it will turn and convert into a gas. So those are states, but the states are all subject to change and to transformation. Does your situation project a state of hopelessness? Does your situation spell out the word hopeless? Are you in a situation where you are confronted by the heat of battle, maybe mentally, physically, or within your society, verbally or otherwise, a battle or a difficulty, a disappointment, and such the like, that tends to cause your mind to lose its balance? What confrontations have come your way? Are they unexpected setbacks? Are they unfaithful allies? The truth is, it is a state rather than it being the rigid condition permanently. It is something that is not permanent and can always change and transform. Each has a part to act. To each is granted a measure of light, and we are adapted to the necessities of our times, and we have that measure of light and adaptation into the measure of our times, which enables us to perform the work that which we have to do in facing our confrontations, so that we can create a positive change and a positive impact, and thereby counterbalance that loss of balance that arises as a result of the pains and the difficulties and the disappointments that you and I might be going through, or of the challenges that might be facing us. The danger of responding emotionally to the confrontations that face us is that our emotional response will manifest in fear, depression, or frustration. And when such things happen, we tend to then lose hope. But what should be our correct response under circumstances of that nature? The correct position is to safeguard the purpose. It is to safeguard that which we have been set and ordained to achieve, to fulfill, and accomplish in this life and in our environments, in our work situations, in our communities, in our nation, in our work environments, or whatsoever. And how then do we then correct that? We have to correct that by having the correct response. A response that resists the emotional pull of the moment. When your emotions pull you momentarily off guard, you have to resist that state of loss of balance. How? You can only do that by staying decisive, staying confident, and staying aggressive as in respect of refusing to succumb under that pressure, but rather standing up to say, I believe that our purpose and our cause as a people, our purpose as a family, my purpose as an individual is such that I must attain this, that, and the other, and therefore I am not going to succumb and crush under this hopelessness. And when you do that, you correct your response, and you then create what is called the counterbalance strategy. You cannot let your mind have a tip-sided balance. You have to counterbalance it like a seesaw, which if you both are seated on the seesaw and want to enjoy it, one has to allow the other to tip the other up and also relax their mood to allow the other to tip them the opposite direction, in order that that motion, that balance is maintained. And there is a state of equilibrium that then allows the normal course of events to take us to the next lift, to the next soothed up state of affairs that we need to reach. So we have to protect ourselves by allowing the counterbalance strategy to prevail, by having a correct response. Our correct response is decisiveness. It is confidence even in the midst of calamity. It is aggression, a refusal to succumb, because we know that when our mind is exposed to adversity, it makes it even tougher. It gains greater resilience. It gains stamina. which then re-energizes us and recreates a focus within us, induces a sense of strategy and an enablement for maneuvers to success, thereby having breakthroughs in our situation. I said we want to address the question whether or not there is light through darkness, whether there is hope. I ask again, is there any hope? Having asked that question, my response as always and will always be, yes, there is hope. There is a man, Ashimolo. He's a religious practitioner who says, it's not over until it's over. And I want to say that under these circumstances, on the basis of the counterbalance strategy, it is true. It's not over until it's over. If the word hope exists, then hope must show up. However, it will show up if we cultivate a platform for it to show up. No one will bring it to us. It will not be done to us, but only we will bring it about, and only we can do it. When difficulties stare you in the face, take your position and say to them, I am ready to win, so bring it on. Then you confront it and you fight. You fight to win. Stay focused with a correct response. Stay decisive. Stay confident and aggressive against a scenario where you have an out-of-balance mentality due to the pains and the hopelessness that probably seems to stare you in the face. Confront it. Confront it with a correct response. Is there any hope? I say it again. Yes, there is hope. What gives me the urge and the confidence to say these words? I say these words because I know that always, and again, it always shall be so. It is well. Have a great day. Let's meet again tomorrow as we continue to look at this matter regarding hope.
Two worlds, one planet, one sky, no hope. My heart drowns in sorrow, knowing you were out there on your own. I chase my future, you left your past, not knowing if tomorrow you will be free at last. Facing death on open waters, all your hope is running dry, and I struggle with the never-ending why. I'm trying to write to you a song of peace and hope, of love that's strong enough to save you. But when I think about the pain with which you cope, can't find the words although I try to. I can't find the words although I try. Few words, no promise, much space, no room. You search for shelter as the walls close in on you. We see your desperation on our TV screens. We speak of reaching out to you, but we don't know what that means. 'Cause by the time you reach our doorstep, miles and miles away from war, there are fences that were never here before. I'm trying to write to you a song of peace and hope, of love that's strong enough to save you. But when I think about the pain with which you cope, can't find the words, although I try to. Can't find the words, although I try. It's bigger than we are prepared for, so let's not waste another day on defending what's not threatened, or on purposeless debate. 'Cause by love we are united, in the end we're all the same. Here's my song to you, is what I want to say. Soon things will get better. I pray that soon things will get better.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.